Exchange 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
It was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The big holiday getaway is underway. Heather Refren, a public affairs manager at Philadelphia International Airport.
And it was, looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
He's actually a traveler who traveled to Philadelphia International Airport, where the TSA says numbers could reach pre-pandemic levels. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law which allows Arizona doctors to perform abortions in the state. It's meant to circumvent Arizona's pre-Civil War ban on almost all abortions. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will call state lawmakers into special session next week in an effort to pass legislation that ensures President Biden is on the state's 2024 ballot. The Dow fell more than 600 points today. This is ABC News. In Italy, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is standing by additional sanctions on Russia.
On sanctions as a tool, Janet Yellen maintains,
we've imposed coordinated sanctions to further diminish Russia's revenues and restrict its access to technology and material.
But despite such measures, Moscow's economy grew by 2.2% last year. And directly because of the sanctions, China is now Russia's main trading partner. For its oil, Russia's getting high-tech Chinese electronic components in return. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
TikTok is instituting new rules meant to limit the reach of state-affiliated media accounts. The social media site says when an account is identified, posts will no longer appear on the main feed where users watch video. The oldest Catholic archdiocese in the nation, Baltimore, will cut the number of parishes by about two-thirds as part of a realignment plan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matinee of Matinee on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. In New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. The New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. The New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. The New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. The New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is The Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is holding a rally in the Bronx. New York borough is traditionally one of the most Democratic counties in the nation, but he insists he'll flip it come November. President Biden at a news conference today with Kenyan President William Ruto.
I'm proud to announce we're working with Congress to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally. That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Ruto and his wife are now being honored at a state dinner. For the second time in 3 months, a border security measure that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney for Baltimore, was sentenced to 12 months home confinement, 100 hours of community service, and 3 years supervised release for perjury and mortgage fraud. Mosby made national headlines for charging police officers in a black man's death. This is ABC News. Chinese state media reports that Tesla has broken ground on a factory in Shanghai. That's where its mega-pack energy storage batteries will be made. High winds are blamed for a deadly campaign stage collapse in Mexico.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
ABC's Matt Rivers. The first WNBA franchise outside the United States has been awarded to Toronto. The expansion team is set to play in 2026. Work on a new subway line under the Coliseum and the historic center of Rome has entered an essential phase. Crews are now digging a 280 feet deep retaining wall around the area. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill which will allow Arizona doctors to temporarily travel there to perform abortions for their patients. Kenya's President Ruto arriving at the White House tonight for an official state dinner. President Biden thanking him for his leadership. Former President Trump holding a rally in the South Bronx, traditionally one of the most Democratic areas of the country. The Memorial Day getaway is on hold for a lot of people who are flying out of a New York City airport.
Severe thunderstorms have led to a ground stoppage here at LaGuardia and several other airports around New York. That's going to impact all these people who are taking off, plus all the planes that are flying in. And this is a big enough hub that's going to have a ripple effect nationwide.
ABC's Trevor Ault. The NCAA and the nation's five biggest athletic conferences are going to pay nearly $3 billion to settle antitrust claims that set stage for a revenue sharing model for the schools. This is ABC News. For the first time in over a month, the average 30-year mortgage rate has dropped below 7%. Freddie Mac says it's now 6.94%, down from 7% last week. A year ago, the average was 6.57%. Officials say an alleged Olympic plot has been thwarted.
The French Interior Ministry saying a man has been arrested on suspicion of planning an attack on the Olympic torch relay in the city of Bordeaux. Officials haven't released many details, but prosecutors say the suspect had written a disturbing message that could correspond to glorifying crime. This comes after security concerns already prompted Olympic organizers to lower the number of people allowed to attend the opening ceremony. The games will begin on July 26. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Paris.
The Navajo Nation has signed off on a proposed water rights settlement to secure water from the Colorado River. Congress is going to have the final say. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinee of Matinee on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.